I spent a lot of time recently, last year, a year, going through genealogy, and so I've had a lot of contact with people there. And had an opportunity to run across some of the things that happened to the family through the newspaper clippings and that sort of thing. But I, the parents, my mother, I can't give you the age, she married late in life. And so the grandparents were fairly elderly at the time. And it was kind of a family tradition, as far as my mother was concerned, to go back and see her parents in Ohio. And occasionally we would go by Chicago, where the paternal grandparents lived, and visit with them. My recall isn't really great, because if you really, if you need dates, I'd have to go back and get you my genealogy, that type of thing. But
well, I was wondering what you would call your grandparents, if you remembered your names for the
I didn't have a, I didn't really see them enough. I'm sure if anything, it would be Grandma and Grandpa. That would be, there was a strange name. This one uncle that was a priest. All the nephews said, well, he's a priest, so he's a father, and but he's also a an uncle. So what do you call him? So we started calling him Uncle Papa, which is kind of a strange situation.
Yeah.
But he was known by all the nieces and nephews all his life that way.
Uncle
so
Papa.
That's the only strange name that I can give you.
That's good. Now, parents bring up their children, or you could say they what? Instead of bring up, you could say they...
Raised, or...
Would you say that? Okay,
nurtured.
Raised. And if you look like one of your parents, how do you communicate that? Would you say you...
Family resemblance?
Yeah, would you say you resemble them, or...?
You're speaking of me in particular, did I resemble any of my parents?
Yeah, or just a person in particular.
Well, my father had the same haircut I had at a very early time in his life.
Was there a word that you knew that specifically... talked about the relationship between a boy looking like his father? Or is would you just say resemble?
I can't think of a word other than resemble.
Okay. Because I'm aware of some words that they use in other parts of the country, but I have not heard any here, so I don't think there is that variation here.
Well, you know, El Paso is composed mostly of strange folks coming to town. This place started... couple of Indians and a few Mexicans, and then the railroad came through, and most everybody is from someplace else.
Yep.
So, it's kind of hard to...
It's a conglomeration.
I would say family resemblance would be the normal way that I would probably refer to it.
Okay. Now, when a woman is ready to have her baby, she usually goes to the... what?
Well, in our particular case, it'd be a hospital. Yeah.
Now, if she wanted to have the baby at home, and she didn't want to use a doctor, but she wanted to use a woman to help.
A midwife type thing, yeah.
Have you ever heard of the term...
I'm sorry?
Have you ever heard of the term granny woman?
No, not here. A midwife is the only thing I've really heard, and it's not used too often. I don't think that there are many midwives in this part of the country.
Right.
There certainly were many children that were born at home, but they were usually relatives that were very close by that would help, I would think.
And I've heard, too, that at least in El Paso, the doctor would always make a house call, so we had plenty of doctor help out here.
Used to be nice.
Yeah. Let's see. If a woman and a man love each other very much and want to spend the rest of their lives together, they get...
Marriage, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I used to say hitched.
You did, really?
No, I didn't, but that's a common term.
You've heard that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's a Texas term, I would guess, getting hitched. I don't use it, but...